the center of Jewish life, beginning in the 1400s, shifts from Western Europe and from Spain and from the Mediterranean to Eastern Europe, especially to Poland, Lithuania, White Russia, and the Ukraine. For 500 years, most of the ferment in Jewish life and most of the creativity in Jewish life will take place in Eastern Europe. And the Jews will make a home in a very very inhospitable environment. We who have witnessed the destruction of Eastern European Jewry in our time, the destruction being made up of two events, the Communist Revolution and the Nazi Holocaust, are nostalgic about Eastern Europe. There's a great wave of nostalgia in religious circles and even in the secular circles of the Jewish people. We would like to imagine everything to have been warm and gay and nice. Everything should resemble somehow Fiddler on the Roof. The reality of the situation is so far different that it's almost mind-boggling. While it is true that Eastern European Jewry, probably in the long history of the exile, was the most vital force in Jewish history and had a religious and intellectual dynamism that rarely was matched in all of Jewish history, I think it also has to be recognized that they lived not only under terrible conditions, but that if they could have left, they would have left. And the moment any opportunity arose for them to leave, they did leave. And that the fact that it took 400 years for that opportunity to arise doesn't change the basic premise that it was not a pleasant place to be. Jews had been in Eastern Europe, in Poland, as early as the 10th century. There are some who say that the Jews were there even earlier. The kingdom of the Khazars that we discussed when I discussed Rabbi Yehuda Halevi existed in the 7th and 8th centuries already in the Caucasian steppes of Russia. And there were Jews who came with every invasion, both from the east and from the west. So that Jews were known and to a certain extent somewhat established in Poland as early as the 11th century. But the real immigration of Jews, the beginning of strong Jewish life in Poland, would not come till the 1400s. And it came as a result of many factors. One factor was the flight of Western European and German Jewry from the pogroms of the Black Death that forced them to leave the countries that they had lived in for two or three or four centuries. They moved east. A second group came from Spain. Spanish Jews came east and they were Ashkenazed. Now the Poles themselves were divided into certain classifications. The royalty of Poland. Poland was for periods in its history. Poland was independent. In fact, not only independent. Poland was for periods of its history the strongest power in Eastern Europe, stronger than Russia. The situation in its long history, Poland has been enslaved and dominated by others for the majority of its history. But there have been periods of time when Poland had independence and had Polish kings, and it was